Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a deep jungle transition in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple: make the change between sections feel glued together, dark, and atmospheric, not like a hard cut. In drum and bass, transitions matter a lot because everything moves fast. You've got breaks, bass changes, fills, and drops happening in tight windows, so if the transition is weak, the whole track can feel disconnected. But if you do it right, it feels like the track is breathing, like the listener is moving through a foggy tunnel into the next part of the tune. We're going to use stock Ableton tools only. Things like EQ8, auto filter, reverb, utility, delay or echo, saturator, drum bus, and simple automation. Nothing fancy, just smart sound design and arrangement choices. First, set up a dedicated transition lane. Create a new audio track and name it something like Atmos Transition. Drop in one sound source to begin with. That could be rain, final crackle, a chopped break tail, a pad, a field recording, or even a reversed cymbal. If you already have a breakbeat in your project, you can duplicate a small piece of it and use that as the base for the transition. Keep this separate from your main drums so you can shape it without messing up the groove. Now add EQ8, auto filter, reverb, and utility to that track. Right away, high pass the sound so it stays out of the sub range. A good starting point is somewhere between 150 and 250 Hz, and if the sample is muddy, you can go even higher. This is super important in drum and bass, because the kick and sub need the center lane. If your atmosphere is eating low end, the drop will lose punch. Then use utility to trim the level if the sample feels too loud. You usually want this kind of layer to sit under the drums, not on top of them. After that, add reverb and keep it tasteful. You're not trying to create a giant washed out cloud. Start with a decay around 3 to 7 seconds, and a dry wet mix somewhere around 15 to 35%. That's enough to give depth without turning the mix into soup. Next, make the sound feel like deep jungle rather than generic ambient noise. For that, the texture should feel dark, worn, and slightly damp. Rain works. Distant thunder works. Vinyl noise works. A degraded pad works. A chopped break tail works especially well, because it already has rhythmic identity. If your source is too clean or bright, use auto filter to darken it. A low pass somewhere in the 2 to 6 kHz range can help a lot. You can also add a touch of saturator, just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, to give it a bit of grit and mid-range body. Now we turn the atmosphere into an actual transition by adding movement. Use auto filter and automate the cutoff so it opens gradually over the last 4 to 8 bars before the new section. You can start darker, maybe around 300 to 800 Hz, then open it up as the phrase builds. That makes the transition feel like it's evolving instead of just sitting there. A little resonance can help bring the motion forward, but keep it subtle. If you overdo it, the filter starts calling attention to itself instead of supporting the groove. If the atmosphere feels too static, add a little echo. Keep it short and dark. Try a sync like 1/8 or 1/16, feedback low, and wetness very modest. You want movement, not a delay effect that distracts from the drums. In jungle and roller tracks, movement should usually be felt more than heard. One of the best ways to glue the transition is to add a chop drum tail or break ghost underneath the atmosphere. Duplicate a break. Cut out the obvious kick hits if they get in the way, and keep the snare tails, hats, and little syncopated fragments. High pass it, again around 180 to 300 Hz, and if it needs a little body, use drum bus lightly. Not too much crunch, not much boom, just enough to make it feel alive. This is a really important idea in drum and bass. Even a tiny bit of rhythmic continuity helps the listener accept the transition as part of the groove. Now let's add a reverse swell. This is one of the easiest beginner-friendly glue moves. Take a cymbal, crash, pad hit, or even part of your atmosphere, reverse it, and line it up so it leads into the first downbeat of the next section. You can fade it in, or automate gain so it rises naturally. If you want it darker and more underground, keep it filtered and dusty rather than big and shiny. In deep jungle, a short filtered swell often works better than a giant somatic riser. At this point, start automating the whole transition so it breathes with the arrangement. A simple approach works great. Open the filter cutoff gradually. Increase reverb a little in the final couple of bars. Maybe dip the utility gain slightly right before the new groove hits, then bring it back. You could even nudge saturator drive up a tiny amount for tension. These are small moves, but in drum and bass, especially around 174 BPM, small automation changes can feel huge. Here's a clean way to think about the shape. In the first part of the transition, keep it darker and more closed. In the middle, Let the filter open and bring the break ghost forward. In the file bars, let the reverse swell and reverb carry the handoff. Then right, when the new section lands, tighten everything back up so the drop feels clear and powerful. Now let's talk about cleanup, because this is where a lot of beginners lose the impact. If your transition layer has too much low end, it will blur the kick and sub. If it has too much stereo width, it can steal focus from the center of the mix. If it has too much reverb, everything turns cloudy. So keep checking the layer in context. High pass it properly. Narrow it if needed. Turn it mono if it's getting too wide in the low mids. The rule is simple. The transition should support the groove, not compete with it. A really useful habit is to listen at low volume. If you can still feel the energy shift when the track is quiet, then the transition is strong enough. That's a great test because it tells you whether the arrangement itself is doing the work, not just the loudness. When you place the transition in the arrangement, be intentional. Common spots are the last two bars, before a drop, the end of an intro, the link between a drum edit and a bass re-entry, or between a breakdown and the main groove. In fast music, even starting one bar too early can make the track feel slower, so keep an eye on your clip lengths and make sure the transition lands exactly where it should. If you want a simple structure to follow, try this. First four bars, dark atmosphere. Next two bars, open the filter and bring in the break ghost. Last two bars, add the reverse swell and increase the space. Then the new section hits tight and dry. That's a clean, DJ-friendly handoff, and it works really well for deep jungle atmospheres. Here's the big idea to remember. Glue comes from continuity. The transition should feel like one long sentence, not a bunch of separate effects. Use atmosphere for mood. Use a break ghost for rhythm. Use filter and reverb automation for motion, and protect the low end so the drop still hits hard. If it feels like a foggy bridge into the next section, you're on the right track. For practice, try building one transition in just 15 minutes. Pick one atmosphere source. Add EQ8, auto filter, reverb, and utility. High pass it. Automate the filter opening over the last four bars. Add a chopped break fragment underneath. Throw in one reverse swell. Then balance everything so it supports the track instead of dominating it. If you want to push it further, make two versions, one subtle and one heavier. Then compare them in the full arrangement. Often the more subtle one will feel more expensive, more authentic, and more deep jungle. All right, now you've got the process. Keep it dark, keep it controlled, and let the transition breathe with the track. That's how you glue a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12.